So you're a marketing manager trying to figure out where every dollar should go. Paid ads, organic content. It's not a simple choice anymore, is it?
Definitely not. I mean, the numbers look straightforward at first. In 2025, paid social media advertising averages around $65 per lead, while organic content marketing sits at about $95 per lead. But that initial cost difference? It doesn't tell the whole story.
Right, because those numbers shift over time. Paid ads give you that instant traffic, but organic content keeps working long after you've published it.
Exactly. Organic leads get cheaper as time goes on. Think about a YouTube video still pulling views years later, or a blog post ranking on Google indefinitely. Once you stop paying for PPC, the traffic stops. Content marketing builds momentum.
And I've heard the quality of those leads matters too. How do organic leads compare for conversion?
They convert better. Organic social media leads convert to customers at rates 30 to 50% higher than paid leads across most industries. People who find your content naturally tend to be more engaged, more educated about your product, and they trust you more.
That makes sense. They're seeking out information instead of being interrupted by an ad. But let's talk specifics. How does this play out in different industries?
Well, B2B SaaS companies are a great example. Organic LinkedIn content costs them about $164 per lead, while LinkedIn ads run around $310. That's nearly half the cost for organic.
Wow, that's a significant gap.
It is. Financial services also face high costs, with paid leads averaging $761 and organic still sitting at $555. While these are substantial, other industries like higher education can experience even higher costs per lead for specific channels. I actually worked with a financial advisor last year who was spending nearly $1,000 per qualified lead through paid channels. She switched to a content-first strategy, and within 9 months, her cost per lead dropped to around $600, while her conversion rate improved.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and what really surprised her was the quality difference. The organic leads were already familiar with her approach before they even reached out.
So the initial cost per lead for organic might be higher, but the long game really matters here. You know, it's kind of like buying quality shoes. You pay more upfront, but they last years instead of months.
Ha, exactly. Cheap shoes and cheap leads both fall apart quickly.
That point about sustained value sets up our next piece, how AI is changing content production costs. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Creating organic content used to mean expensive production and long turnaround times. Amplifier provides a partially automated, omni-channel distribution model designed to help companies increase their organic traffic and build authority. Partnered with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, Amplifier helps you boost exposure affordably. The platform can repurpose content into videos, articles, infographics, and podcasts, aiming to deliver a 2 to 50x return on spend. Learn more at amplifier.com.
Picking up on sustained value, how do you actually lower those organic content costs without sacrificing quality?
That's where AI tools come in. The biggest barrier to organic content has always been the expense and time of creating it. AI can speed up content creation, improve quality, and repurpose one piece of content across multiple platforms. So instead of paying for expensive writers and production teams for every single format, you create once and distribute everywhere.
Right, and that omni-channel distribution amplifies your reach without multiplying your costs. Are you currently measuring how much you're spending per lead across different channels?
That's the right question to ask, because if you're not tracking those numbers, you're basically flying blind. And most businesses don't realize how much their paid campaigns are actually costing them until they do the math.
I see, go on.
Content that performs well continues delivering results month after month. That's the compounding effect we talked about earlier. Or to put it another way, your best content becomes an asset that keeps generating leads without additional spend.
So we've established that organic has this long-term advantage. But here's the thing: most businesses aren't going to choose just one strategy, are they? What does a blended approach look like?
You're right. The most effective strategy in 2025 combines both. Use paid ads to boost your top-performing organic content, or run small paid campaigns to test what resonates before investing in full-scale organic development. This complementary approach helps optimize your overall lead generation.
So it's not either/or. Finding the right balance for your business depends on your industry, your sales cycle, and your customer lifetime value.
Absolutely. If you need quick wins, PPC gives you immediate visibility. But if you want sustainable growth, organic content builds that foundation. Together, they create a system where short-term paid campaigns support long-term organic momentum.
And understanding those industry benchmarks we mentioned earlier, like B2B SaaS or financial services, helps you set realistic expectations. You can't just look at the average cost per lead. You need to consider lead quality, conversion rates, and how those leads behave over time.
Right. And don't forget, content marketing continues to generate leads without ongoing payments. PPC stops the moment your budget runs out. That compounding return is powerful. The data shows organic leads generally exhibit higher intent signals and result in better educated prospects, who are, more likely to become long-term customers.
So if you're a marketing manager or business owner looking to optimize lead generation costs, the takeaway is this: organic content marketing delivers superior long-term cost per lead and higher ROI, especially when you use AI to reduce production costs. Paid ads have their place for quick wins and targeted reach, but organic builds authority and trust that pays dividends over time. Thanks for breaking this down with us today.
My pleasure. Finding what works for your specific situation and being willing to experiment really matters.